This is Venice Ferguson with Coffee Talk. I hate apps. My husband, who is the least technical among the two of us, loves them. I have the bare minimum downloaded on my phone, and as soon as I hear him start telling me about this or that app, which would make my life easier, I want to resort to being a five-year-old and plug my ears saying la 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 la. Instead, I do the adult version of that and just nod and smile. I saw the other day a notice on my phone which said such and such a number was trying to do something or other with Find My Phone. Find My Phone is on your phone and you can have it turned on or off. Mine's turned off. So I asked my husband why his phone was trying to find my phone, and he said he thought it was a good idea in the event one of us lost our phones to have them networked. Well, that won't work because the location services isn't turned on my phone. I go by the general rule of thumb that in light of the gargantuan lack of knowledge I have, really, about how all the phone tracking and networking and accessing and whatnot actually takes place, then less is better. However, one app which I do have, wish I didn't, and suspect won't ever go away now, is ArriveCan. I am sure the federal government loves that app. It tracks a whole boatload of stuff. So if you do plan to travel and you haven't used it, maybe download it now and upload some of your preliminary information. I suspect the extra time will save you some stress in the long run.